Hey, Laura.
Hi, David. How's it going?
Good. Really good, man. I got to scarf down a good Rudy sandwich before we got started, so I'm happy.
Yay, you must be feeling good.
I'm feeling good.
Yeah.
I tell you what, though, I'm really excited to bring. I mean, every guest that we have is just amazing, and each one brings something different to the table. But, you know, Cyrus, we both have interviewed multiple times. And he always just brings such a wealth of information and knowledge that every time I interview him, it's something new that I learn from him. And it's really hard to follow him. So I'm going to ask the audience to really, you know, really turn the volume up and really try to concentrate on what he says, because he's going to be talking about a lot of subjects today. He's going to be talking about China, the deep state being controlled by mainly China, warnings for humanity, the coronavirus, dangers of the Q movement, the positives of the Q movement, history of the Q movement, Elon Musk's Neuralink and how that attaches to AI technology, and a very crucial topic, which is the assassination of Trump or the attempts of assassination of Trump. So there's some big topics.
Yes, and it's a lot to fit in. We have a decent amount of time, though, so we're going to try and cover as much as we possibly can. All very, very important topics. And, man, it's just been, I don't even know, this week's been interesting. The numbers going, you know, way down as far as what the CDC has said, and just all sorts of stuff. I just can't believe what's going on in Victoria, Australia. They dragged somebody away for posting something on Facebook about a protest.
Yeah.
A lot of people say it was staged and it's a psyop, but a lot of people in the comments are saying, no, I live here. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, I've heard the same thing. I have friends in Australia and they're telling me that it's just like, it's insanity, right? This is like Nazi Germany. This is what's happening. And what's happening on Instagram, on all the social media platforms, everyone is being deplatformed and censored, and anybody that follows Q or have, you know, they're doing this algorithm thing where if you're a Q follower or you have a big enough audience to where you support Q, you're getting deplatformed. This is something I've never seen before, because you got to remember too, it's okay to riot and loot and be an Antifa or BLM, but if you're a Q movement, which is, they've done nothing. Except show their support for Trump. They're being removed from all the platforms. This is the world we're living in right now, and this should scare everybody.
Yeah, it's crazy. And people still, I mean, there's just a lot of people holding on to the narratives that are being steered, that are defending it. And even under the video of a person being arrested, there were a lot of comments, I don't know if they were just paid trolls, of how much he deserved it for not following the rules. And it's a lot. I know people are feeling very tested in these times.
We should all be concerned, because this is all of our freedoms. Nobody's any different than anybody else. It's just difference of opinion. And if they're willing to do that to somebody, they'll do it to you. You know, so to a stranger, you look at that person as a stranger, but you could be next. And if you don't go along with their narrative, or you don't agree with their points of view or their, well, basically, let's just say narrative. If they don't go with their agenda or narrative, you get rounded up. Is that what's going on? Because I mean, that's what I'm seeing.
Yep. Well, hopefully we'll just be able to reverse all of this and it's not going to get worse. And I know how important this interview is because it's bringing up a lot of the stuff that is just crucial. With the couple months we have till election, just the more we know, the better. And people really need to be open-minded and get informed and dig deeper to look at the larger picture, because a lot of people are still just very closed off to this kind of information. So I hope everybody will have a really open mind. And what do you think? Should we introduce him or?
I mean, I just want people to know that we're coming into, you know, September, October, where things are going to get, they're going to escalate, they're going to intensify. And I think it's important for people to listen to what Cyrus Parsa has to say, because he's heeding massive warnings to humanity right now. And Cyrus has been silenced and stepped away from by a lot of people. And we're welcoming him onto our platform because we know that he has valuable information. And I think people really need to listen to this man. You know, he's probably, I would say, we've had a lot of guests on our show, but he's probably the top two that I would say, because he's brilliant and he's extremely informed on what's coming. And especially when it comes to AI technology, China, and the dangers to humanity and the game plan, really, the game plan. I mean, I listen to what he has to say, and I've done 3 interviews with him. And every single interview, like I said, I take a nugget of truth away from that interview. So, yeah, if you want to read the bio on Cyrus and get everyone acquainted with him so we can get ready to bring him on.
Awesome. Cyrus A. Parsa is the founder and CEO of the AI organization, where he is also director of creative analysis and defensive innovations. He has researched and investigated more than 1,000 AI, robotics, 5G, cybernetic, and big tech companies. He warned of the coronavirus with the publication of AI, Trump, China, and the weaponization of robotics with 5G and artificial intelligence, dangers to humanity. Cyrus's mission is to help safeguard humanity first and prevent disasters to people from China, big tech, and the misuse of AI and biotechnology. And we will give all his web information, but yeah, let's bring Cyrus on.
Hey, Cyrus, how are you?
I'm quite well. Hi, Laura, and hi, David. Hello to your audience. Everyone's doing well.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to have you on, Cyrus. I've been looking forward to this for a long time. I've had you on my Instagram lives where, you know, we kind of joke around a little bit on there, and you go really fast, and there's a lot of questions being asked at the same time. But I think we're going to go a little slower this interview. Laura has some important questions. I have some really important questions that I never got to ask in my lives. And we're going to take questions from the audience as we go, or towards the end of the show. So I know how your mind works, Cyrus. I've talked to you, you know, 3 times. You're fast. You're extremely intelligent guy, but I want to get the audience acquainted and kind of take it at a slower pace, if that's okay. Are you okay with that? Yeah. Is that like a Top Gun?
Yeah. All right. Okay.
Thank you. So I introduced you and I said, you know, you have warnings for humanity. You're heeding warnings for humanity. And we're going to talk about China. We're going to talk about the dangers of the Q movement, the history of Q, the positives of Q, AI in general, and potential assassination of Trump.
Okay. Well, with that, actually, I warned of China's Communist Party's plan to assassinate President Trump over a year and a half ago. I gave the Secret Service and a Trump contact a 5-page brief. And the brief was very simple, said that China and big tech threaten all the world's people with an Orwellian AI enslaving connected to 5G within 1 year, maximum 2 years. All the world's people can be enslaved or extincted through microbiotic terrorism. Microbiotic terrorism is a term I coined, which includes nanoparticles, engineered viruses, all kinds of different poisons that can be distributed through robotics, micro drones, normal drones, or through what we saw what happened with the coronavirus. So basically, in that note, I said it was directed to Secretary of State Pompeo, John Bolton, President Trump, Secretary Pompeo, and of course, Vice President Pence. I said that the Chinese Communist Party wants to release this poison, and to not only get President Trump and the Vice President and Pompeo, but get conservative leaders in power to shift the vote and unleash it in the entire world. In fact, at some point, I published it in this book, October 2019, on page 253. It actually says those exact words, but I dumped it down and I took out a lot of the meat because that's private for the Secret Service. When I published this, at the beginning of the synopsis says China and big tech threaten all the world's people with MBT, microbiotic terrorism. It's the coronavirus, the CCP virus. And it says the brief was submitted to the Washington. It was very cordial. So why did I do that? Because I wanted to give Secret Service and President Trump a heads up, and they got it. But they decided to use my intel and work and not talk to me. The people around President Trump, the deep state, they wanted to just use it for themselves. So then I go to CIA CoverX director. I give him a 62-page report and the way his brain can take it, CEOs, locations, how much money they're making, what's their the reach and capabilities. And I said China and big tech threaten all the world's citizens, including bioweapons. It's in that 62-page report. I gave 41 companies to him. Almost all of them were banned by Trump administration. This is the second most powerful person on the planet when he was with three presidents. And he was linked with the White House. So when I wait and wait, and I'm like, okay, they want to use my work and not use my name, and kind of plagiarized it, and it made a lot of money off it. But I realized they're not going to have the intelligence to be able to solve it. This guy flew down, actually met me, the CIA director, in San Diego. He met me and he went to give it to the military. He said, Cyrus, your work is genius. It's going to safeguard the entire world. It's going to mobilize the military against China. But he said he didn't cite me. So, okay, I wait. I realized they're not going to do it. So I published this. And if you look at it, this cover shows you everything happening today. Shows you the smartphone, how it's programming people, the AI.
When was that book published?
August 24, 2019. The synopsis has never changed. And it connects to Karl Marx on this 5G system with smart cities, drones, IoTs, shopping malls, everything enslaving you. And then I say it here, I said how China and Western AI and robotics corporation pose the greatest threat to people through bio-digital social programming, which is social engineering and psychological warfare, but through the human bio-digital network, which is your cells, your biology, and even your nervous system and your soul. And you don't see the rest of it. It says why the world needs to support President Trump. Because Facebook wouldn't approve the promotion of this book. Twitter wouldn't either. So I took out the end of the subtitle from the paperback version, but the digital version still has the original end of the subtitle. So I wait and wait, and I took it to a lot of media outlets. I went to the Epic Times. Actually, they tweeted this.
Took it to the Epic Times?
I gave that bioweapon warning to the senior editor at the Epic Times, saying they want to assassinate President Trump and the world's in danger with bioweapons. And I told him, be quiet, because I want to get the Secret Service. And then when I published this, I'm like, okay, can you get me on your network? He wanted to get me on a network. He retweeted me as well in September. But some people behind the scenes, the deep state Chinese and some other deep state people, they stopped it. So I'm like, okay. Now I go to Fox News. They won't run me. Maria Balotimo likes it in early October. She likes it. So I'm like, okay, what do I do? What do I do? I try every news outlet in the entire world. Nobody runs me. Finally, the good people at Epoch Times in the Chinese section and the NTTV, they run a report says, Cyrus says that China is taking over Hong Kong, and the killings, the suicide aren't suicide of the girls, they're actually rapes, and they're paramilitary forces. They're using AI technology to hunt these people. And basically, a million people viewed that 4 hours on the NTTV channel, and 4 million came to my website within 3 hours. And Epoch Times approved it. They were going to run my two books that time and the article. And they were going to say, okay, China threatens all the world, and allow me to explain how this bioweapon is would kill so many people and the danger of it. 1 hour before the article pressed, some deep state Canadian and deep state Chinese, they start slandering, and somehow they didn't believe. Well, we don't believe this AI takeover. We don't believe this is coming. Well, we don't know. Try to other media. So I go to Fox News. I go to NBC, ABC, CNN. I tweet everywhere, and I go to all the Q people. I'm tweeting, and they just call me stupid. So. And I finally run a lawsuit, the entire world's in danger, and all the Q community gets global, right? But they wouldn't follow me. They start making Iranian jokes, Matrix jokes. Then I do the amended complaint in February. And when I did that, some of them start following me and my go to like 1,500 followers. And finally, I got on X22 Report, SG2 Report. I got on, quite frankly, Red Pill 78 and John B. Wells. And I explain there how, you know, the whole world's in danger, even civil wars, going back 6-7 months. And this comes from my vision that I saw in the year 2002, which I said this over 10 months ago. During the lockdown, Laura Eisenhower comes to me, we do AI takeover. And the entire time, you know, a few Q people are supporting me. And every time a middle Q rank person, this is great information, Cyrus, they want to retweet me, big Twitter accounts that have Q, they tell them to back off, and they silence me. So not only is Twitter doing shadow banning, and I asked what's his name to stop doing it. I asked the founder of Twitter, Jack Dorsey. He stopped it after, because the day before Floyd died, I took to him and I said, please make sure a digital world doesn't come to the streets. Like I had almost like a vision or an Nostradamus on steroids. And it happened just like that. So when I did that, in those months, there were so many Q accounts. And we have evidence of this. Okay. They're big ones. We pray, Lord, Jesus. And these people did the same thing in CNN did. They caused the country billions of dollars. Trillions of dollars, a lot of lives to die, because what they wanted to do is sell their products, or they wanted to be the king on the block with their big Twitter accounts. But not just these CNN journalists, not just any journalists, not just these Q accounts. They don't have the experience or intellect. What they do is look at your stuff and they plagiarize it, make a few videos and get your emotions. Everyone starts retweeting them. When they retweet them, they become powerful. And then they say certain things. When they say certain things, everybody follows them to their deaths. That's what happens. Human history has always been this way. So come to today, President Trump, you know, they made his security got 10 times higher. But how did I know? I'm the only person on the planet, the only human being that not only did all these things in steps, but they're all documented and are writing. You see, no human being did that. No matter the most best geniuses that have been on your show that says they can see the future or whatever, or any show on the entire planet. I can say that. So I have 56,000 followers. I should have 56 million. And President Trump he got my reports. I was on his glory twice as his generals read my lawsuit. And yes, I gave.
You're telling me, hold on, Cyrus, because I got to backtrack a little bit. You're telling me that Trump knows clear and well who you are. 100%. He knows who you are. 100%. And he's basically following you. He knows about you. He knows about your warnings.
Oh, yes.
And you think that he's retweeting things that you say? Is that what you're saying?
100%. Actually, this book was delivered to President Trump and his team. We FedExed. I had 17 copies ready.
When did you deliver that book?
Early November or end of October. Because
how did you deliver to him?
I FedExed it to a team that went through a process, Secret Service, and they got to him. So, and then I was told that Cyrus put a couple articles a week, and he reads your articles. So he read all my articles. And so if you look at it, when I did that sex tape tweet, what happened? Okay, finally, the Q people who were blocking me, when I told General Flynn's family this was happening, they retweeted me, okay? And if you look, General Flynn's brother, he retweeted me. That message got viral. What happened? Within 72 hours, the Chinese embassy got taken out in Houston. The Maxwell documents got unsealed. That's the second thing that happened. The third thing that happened, Pompeo came out, we're against the Chinese Communist Party. We're against them. Actually, they were going to do it the day before Floyd hit because I was tweeting to President Trump. You got to do this. Even before the statues got taken down. I'm like, they're going to go after your statues. So how do I knew these ahead of time? Okay. And here's the thing. There's been, why do I complain about plagiarism? Because stealing, right? But in every sector, from security, from government, from military, from social media, from media outlets, they plagiarize, and what they do is like they see your stuff and they go somewhere else to find the same source and do the same synopsis. The Global Reset, that was from me. The Shadowgate, that was from me. I went to Tory shows twice, right? And then I was on Alex Jones. Instead of helping me, he had me in a show five times, but he weaponized his entire media. So what happens when you get people who are in media, they don't have they're incompetent, or people even tell you when they're incompetent and they just plagiarize your work, you give them all this information, it makes a big difference, but they can't solve the issue and trillions of dollars are lost. The world, it becomes what it is, and lots of lives are lost. It's because the universe doesn't back you when you steal. And you have all these people telling me, sorry, that's okay. As long as you're, you know, your message goes wrong. Here's the thing. The left is looting, okay? And they're taking out statues, and the conservatives have been looting from me and our company. So, and President Trump knows that, okay? He knows that. So, and he started tweeting,
why wouldn't Trump bring you on the team, bring you to the Oval Office, talk to you? Why wouldn't he? Why are they staying away from you? I don't understand. If you have such valuable information, why aren't they?
Who says okay? Who says he has? I can't say your story.
Well, I mean, bringing you into the inner circle type thing. I mean, it kind of seems like they're keeping you at a distance, right?
Because initially, when I came to the Secret Service, here's the thing. The left has a certain program in their brain, okay? They literally are programmed a certain way. And all the stuff you guys are pointing at, the left is bad, they're like this, that's their programming. The conservatives on the far right, they have a different programming. And I don't want to say it's a race thing, but when they say he's from Iran or he doesn't have this background, and also they want power. There's a deep state around President Trump that's hostaged him. The Secret Service that were around him, when I went and did the vulnerability assessment, I saw that half of them didn't like President Trump. A lot of them were incompetent. And here's the thing, this is the biggest intelligence failure in the entire history of humanity. How do you go and say all these things? And I coded it because I wanted to give President Trump time, but it wasn't his fault. It's the people around him, you see?
Is that why you're saying that these assassinations for Trump are valid? Because do you think that these are going to be because of his Secret Service that are running? You're saying they're incompetent.
Oh, no,
would you say that these assassinations could be?
They're much better reality. Now. They're much better now. But what I'm saying is the Chinese Communist Party wants to assassinate President Trump. So there was a few generals that said something afterwards recently. It said that they want to nuke America. And I put out a tweet, got 60,000 views. What was the tweet? The tweet was, hey, we know where your generals and admirals are living. So you want to threaten us? Where is your nuke going to miss the family members and your generals that kill all those people? And they saw I was putting that intel that even at the highest level FBI, maybe they have a few of the other ones they didn't have. So how was I and my team doing this? So, you'd have to ask President Trump this, but here's the thing. There are so many people. How many people do you see that have been competent and have solved issues on this global issue before it happened? But yeah, he got my news. He went to the Davos. He changed things before it happened. We will not be enslaved as long as President Trump is in power, to the extent that we would have. Okay. But there are timelines. There's standards, right? So the left, they're like, their brains are like communists and they get scared. Something like this happened. They want to enslave everybody. President Trump is 10 ways up, but he still wants a 5G network because there's billions of dollars that connects to trillions of dollars. All these big tech companies and these conservatives that want to make money, they want to make the Jetsons, Starlink, things flying around. There's so many things, right? So when he was at Davos, President Trump, what did he say? We want to promote 5G, AI. He didn't know much about it because this is not his field. But he's learning, right? So why did I do that lawsuit? Because the Q people were going after, the Q and MAGA were fighting against the liberals. And they're going back and forth. And I saw a simulation that when the bioweapon hit, that there would become a huge civil war and chaos. A lot of people would die. So when I hit that.
Okay, Cyrus, hold on one second. Laura, do you have a question for Cyrus?
Well, he's trying to go into the Q stuff. So you're going to begin to move into that direction. So I was just going to ask about that, but just keep going with the flow. And we can start talking about,
I guess what I want to ask is that, so this is where we're getting into the Q, and you're saying that, I guess what I want to know is, has Q been infiltrated? That's basically what I want to know.
100%.
I want to know is it's 100% infiltrated. 100%,
yes.
Do you know how long ago did this happen about?
Well, let me explain the history of Q, because even the people who created Q don't understand it. See, Q... I've supported it, by the way, for the most part, right? And I've only been supported by people who have Q platforms, in fact, or close to it, right? I explained to you Red Pill 78, SGT, and then you guys, and also Epic Times, NTTV, they ran me a few times, right? So, but if they would have just kept the book, they would have saved the world. and you know, but somebody slandered, right? Some deep state Chinese and a deep state Canadian. So long story short, what is the history of Q? Okay, please calm yourself, okay? So I'm gonna tell you something very, very special. You look at the symbols that they have. It's a Q symbol, right? Okay, then what else do they have? They have a Punisher. It's an underworld skull to punish evil, right? Go back to the Torah, the Judaic texts. This comes from the Jewish people. It comes from the warring tribes and the old, you know, wars between the gods that they had. Because in the old Torah, they talk about gods, right? So when the world was about to end, and it was biblical, and they wanted to, for instance, save Moses people or whatever, they had frogs come, right? So it's like just vengeance of God, the wrath of God. To kill all these people. That's why you have all these people going pray, war, and Lord, because that actually is, that software is going in their brain and it's replicating. So this is pre-Jesus, not Jesus' message, because within the New Testament, it has Old Testament things and New Testament. It has Jesus' words, but the Old Testament words. So frogs, underworld skulls, because this is the army of the underworld, the devil. That comes to not only to take away bad souls, right? So that's two. So, but what, where did it come from? It comes from a military person who's a Christian, but who reads his Bible, and he gets it subliminally downloaded to him. And they create this Q movement. It's actually a psyop, which I've been told by the Q people. It's a counter psyop. It's a counter psychological warfare, because what the left was doing was programming the entire society against President Trump. So how do they do that? They can't use President Trump to attack back. So they have to deflect. So when they had to deprogram the Nazis, they had to do psych warfare, right? It's also a CIA method as well. So what it is you create a symbol and you can mobilize not just one person, you can mobilize millions of people behind it. And it connects to Christianity, but also to alternative things. When you do that, it becomes so powerful. You don't know who to go after because it's a symbol and everyone's got a symbol. So that's why I said it's the perfect antidote for the fake news. That's why I support it.
Right. But I've heard some pretty credible people tell me that Q is within the Trump administration. It is being run within the Trump administration, and it's coming from military personnel. Is that would you say that offer?
Yeah. I'm not saying it's not the case. What I'm talking about is the social media pattern, the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Right, but those are all the followers of Q, really. I mean, they're just fans.
I'm not talking about the actual. I'm talking about the dynamic of the followers of the Q, right?
But you're also saying that the actual Q is real.
Yes. Yes.
But you're saying that it's kind of gotten out of control.
Infiltrated.
Go ahead, sir.
Infiltrated. You were saying it's been 100% infiltrated.
I didn't say. Are you talking about? I said 100%. It has been infiltrated. Because when you have certain people within the social media that actually are connected to Q and they want to control the narrative, they lose a narrative when they have so many Q people. And I know some secrets, but I'm not going to say it because I'm not against Q. I think a lot of things that has happened is positive. I'm speaking from different layers of it, right? So what happens is the people who ruin it are actually the people who don't understand it. But that's the dynamic of it. Because when they drop this Q thing, it's the only chance they had. What are you going to do when you have all these crazy people making up all these stories about President Trump? Fake news. So I'm sorry, but CNN deserves the Q movement because it is the perfect antidote for fake news. That's what I call it. Perfect.
Right, so all of this right now that's happening with social media, and they're taking down platforms, they're taking down, personalities that are backing Q. Why aren't they doing this with, we know that the left runs the media, but does China own all the major platforms that are taking down the Q movement, Twitter, the Instagram?
They don't own all of them, but they have people working in there, and they have subcontracts and all the kind of things. So, yes, in a way. But, they suspect that there's generals involved. They suspect President Trump is involved, Q plus, right? Or even Q could be Trump, right? So they suspect all these things. Here's another thing. The left is deadly afraid because I'll tell you this. The real Q people are military. They don't take – excuse my language. I don't want to curse much. I won't say it, but they don't take much. So
they don't take any shit.
They don't, because here's the thing. You see all these BLM, all these people rioting and then threatening you, and then once in a while they shoot you. The conservatives aren't like that. When they act, it's like, boom, you're gone. It don't stop because they're military. That's what I'm saying. Don't mess with these guys. That's why I'm telling the social media, don't be censoring them. Here's the thing. Why did they censor me? Because they didn't understand. They're just at the level of military, E4, E10, whatever it is. If the CIA director flies down to me and thinks I'm a genius, and is coming to me for China stuff, and he is with CIA and most powerful person on the planet. Let's think about it. And I've consulted not just CIA, other agencies, right? So, and if the White House paid attention to me, that means I know more than all these Q people. That means I know more than all the best think tanks, which I did. It's all writing, right? So why do you censor someone like that or not back him on social media? Because he could have saved your ass. He could have saved you, and it's not me. And my bio, what does it say? In a connection of thousands of people, right? So that's why we get a lot of intel. So that's why I said I'm not against you. I promote the positive sides of it. But you have all these people on social media going, Q will handle it. And this, they're actually.
Well, let me ask you this, Cyrus. How has Q been able to be so exact with, are they using quantum computers? What are they using to where they're able to?
But here's the thing. What's so special about all the drops? I mean, to me, I made a lot of drops, and they put a lot of drops, the same thing I did, right? To me, all that stuff they put is common sense. Every single thing, Q drop that they put, to me, is common sense. It's not really that special. But here's the thing. There's a board for Q, right? That board is just ordinary folks that have, that are interconnected together, and they have podcasts. That's what the board is. Go ahead.
I mean, drops, but then there's the action of arrests and sure. The action part of it. I mean, drops seems like just a small piece of it, just to give us an idea of what's going on. But I mean, mass arrests and stuff like that, right? Is a part of that.
Yeah. But I don't get why everyone gets moved so by it. So it's so special. It's kind of like you drop something for a kid and kids like running like this. Oh, wow.
Well, because I mean, isn't it the mainstream media won't cover this? So it's kind of like an alternative syndicate for people to watch, and kind of a. It almost seems like a Raiders of the Lost Ark for
I can see it's kind of fun, but I mean, to me, all the stuff is really common sense. But I guess maybe because I've just done so much investigation research, but here's the thing, you know, when I came to the Q community first, big Q people came to me and said, Cyrus, Q knows what you're doing. Actually, the Q people came to me after the first loss, like, Q, it's not your time. We're not going to back you. We will not give you the Q army. So they said to me, Cyrus, we will not give you the Q army. I'm like, dude, the world's in danger. Just give it to me for one day. Back me. We will not back you. So like, you have to wait your turn. Q knows. Q plus knows. I'm like, you're moron.
Would you say Q does have a handle on everything and they do have things in control, or is that just a myth?
Does it look like they had everything in control? What happened to the world?
No, I mean, I don't know. I mean, where everything's at right now.
What happened to the world? Does it look like they had? How does it? What you said, Patriots in control. what were they in control of? You know, I mean, some things, but did they stop this lockdown? Did they stop the bioweapon, which I warned about in the book?
So you're saying we are in deep trouble. We're in trouble.
No, I'm not saying that. I found extinction codes for the majority of human race in stages, right? Stages.
I'm not saying that for the public, because you told me beforehand that millions are going to lose their lives. And I guess
hundreds of millions.
Hundreds of millions are about to lose their lives. Would you say we're on our way to that?
This would be a long conversation, but it's looking that way. Here's the timeline. Here's the thing. What did I show in here? It's almost like a storyline, right? I show clones, I show microbots, little drones, I show vaccinations, I show facial recognition, AI, assassinations, robots, 5G, immersion with AI, and famines and socialism and communism. So it's not just the bioweapon. The bioweapon gets released. Then there's famines, there's chaos, people in their homes. Then there's looting, then there's shooting, then there's potentially civil war, war with China, war with this, fires. Then the instability of all humanity on the planet becomes a chain of reaction that can kill a lot of people in multiple ways. Then there's earthquakes.
So it starts with the virus, and then it leads into civil unrest, civil war, and then what, an ultimate war with China?
Well, here's the thing. The main problem, what did I put in my lawsuit and in here as well? I even said this must be done soon, okay? Because there's a timeline. The Communist Party, I just did a tweet today and got, I don't know, 50,000 views already, almost. And basically, I gave an example. An Israeli guy actually gave to me when I explained the whole picture to him. He says, Cyrus, what you're saying is the Communist Party of China is the octopus and the big tech companies are tentacles. Yeah. So basically, Saruman from Lord of the Rings is behind the Communist Party of China. This is the dark force, the evil that exists on this planet. It generates that. That creates the octopus. The octopus connects those tentacles to our big tech companies, to our corporations, to our media, and to our institutes. That creates psychological issues for humanity in general. Bioweapon hits. So what do? You take out the Communist Party of China. That's Trump's next move. And that's exactly what I put in here in these two books. That's what you got to do. If you don't do that, humanity gets extincted. So he's going to do that. But there's a timeline. People keep on fighting left and right. I did a tweet today. What did I say? Holster it. The title is called Holster It. Do not go out there fighting these liberals. Don't go shooting up things. President Trump doesn't want you. This is what the left wants, or some crazy people, right? So I'm not even against the left. I came out with all these things because I wanted to save people. I wanted to save your families. That's the only thing I've done. I could have came out with books and had money and fame the past 20 years because this isn't normal stuff for me. I never did that. Never even had social media. Truly, I came out because I wanted to save your families. That's the only reason I came out. And I got censored by not just the liberals, but the conservatives on both sides. So what is it about Cyrus A. Parsha and the organization that gets censored not by just the liberals, but the conservatives? And even the podcast when they talk, they're killing themselves. And here's the thing, not all my information is out there, most of it, right? Not all of it. They think they can handle it, but there's going to be next steps.
Cyrus, Can you give us a timeline on what you see happening?
Yeah,
from here, from moving forward from here. I mean, but try to be, I know you kind of go all over the place and people like are trying to listen to you. Listen, you're a brilliant guy, no doubt about it. But if people have a hard time following you, I have a hard time following you.
So I'm trying to give like an actual picture. I'll pull down a bit. So here's the thing. The next 20 years, we're all going to be here. The world's not going to end. But the interim, hundreds of millions of lives are at stake, then billions of lives are at stake. Then it's going to be a peaceful run. But the next phase is going to happen. It's going to take out a few hundred million people in one shot. And it's going to scare the crap out of the entire planet. And then they'll come listen, but it'll be too late. That's why I have solutions for this. And why isn't the West?
Hold on, Cyrus, hold on.
Yes.
You're saying hundreds of millions of people are going to die. And what's the time span that we're looking at?
See, here's the thing. The future changes, not stable. If I saw in my visions in 2002, right? If I saw the Trump's rise and I saw all these riots, which I've said in my interviews over a year ago, about a year ago, and I put in these books, right? And people in private had heard me say it for going back 20 years. The general destiny of the world and the path of universe, the way it develops, that doesn't change. But the effect of it, so if there's going to be a nuclear, let's say, drop somewhere and kill, let's say, all these people, maybe it wouldn't be nuke. It could be something else and kills a lot less people. So what we're trying to do is making the impact less. How do you do that? You have to free people's minds. There's so many levels of this, right? So we talk about, okay, there's conflicts between the U.S. and communist China. There's conflicts between Iran and Israel. And then there's all these conflicts between the left and the right. Okay. And then there's people's emotions. People get angry. They don't understand. And they just don't want to help you. All these things become a mess, almost like you have a bowl of crap and you just keep on, you know, going like this. And it doesn't solve anything. So this follows the course of the universe. And when it gets to a certain boiling point, boom, everything just explodes. What happened with this biowires? It hit slowly and slowly and slowly, and then boom, what happened? The entire world just got shook, right? This is just a warning. So all the stuff that I put out and we put out, actually, I complain about plagiarizing, but they did a lot of, they used it. The U.S. government and President Trump used it. They used a lot of this information. So yeah, we know their plan, but still, this virus, a lot of patriots, that's another thing. They think it's fake. They don't understand it. It's nanoparticles. You can't see it. What did I put even in this book? That it takes a long-term effect. So there are people who actually got it, sports stars. And he gets COVID, right? It was in the news. And he's fine. 10 months later, boom, immediately dies of a heart attack. He's only 28 years old, right? He's one of the basketball stars or whatever it was. How did that happen? I put in this book that the Chinese were using a certain, they're mixing, using artificial intelligence in humans and animals, but that it takes a long-term effect because about 3,000 years ago in Persia and even in China, they had assassins. And these assassins knew from the wild how to mix certain things that breaks down your energy channels in your body. So you go to the hospital, you think you're fine. You go there 10 times of chest pains, and 11th time you just die. And the EKG doesn't show because what they do is it affects you at a nano level. So there's so many dangers. I saw extinction codes from every direction. If it's not that, then you get mixed with artificial intelligence because they take nanotechnology and inject you with it, and that connects to the 5G network, and then Elon Musk comes in, and then he...
Okay, hold on. Just, Laura, do you have a question?
Yeah, I mean, so if Trump supports 5G rollout, and he doesn't quite understand it, is there a weaponized version and non-weaponized version? I mean, what does that look like, particularly with the virus potentially going to a whole nother level because of it?
There is a weaponized version of it, and there is not a non-weaponized version. It's a weaponized system. If you did it right, you can make sure it doesn't get weaponized. But how many layers of weaponization do you have? One, you have it connects with injections and nanotechnology. That can actually kill you or make you transhuman in a way you're no longer human. You lose your free will, right? The second level is Neuralink. So Elon Musk puts a chip in your brain. And when they put a chip in your brain, they start rewriting the neuron, connecting your neurons, rewriting the software in your brain. When that happens, you're no longer you, because they actually reconnect to your neurons a certain way and rewrote your brain. So your thoughts are no longer of yours. They start replicating. So you lose your free will. That's the second way of extinction, right? The third way is very simple. On the 4G network, the entire MSN, the deep state, was going after President Trump. And it was psychological warfare, right? The entire deep state did that. What happens in the 5G network when all these towers are connected? And you have all these smart cities, facial recognition, voice recognition. You come into a mall and says, hi, Laura. Hi, David. This is what you should eat. This is what you should wear, right? Or just the smart car from Elon, from Tesla, is driving by. It does human detection. It scans you. It knows that who you are already. It sees your skeleton detection, right? So on the 5G network, the speed becomes so fast that when information gets pressed and you have either it's Facebook or you have Twitter, you have Instagram, you have Google, or you have the media. Whatever they put out, it just gets cycled so fast. So if they say Trump is bad, everyone just will believe it right away because it programs them. What did I say, Laura? That these have proximity sensors. When disconnect with your electrical field from the smartphone on the 5G network and you're injected with nanotechnology, that actually will reprogram you and control your thoughts, even at a cellular level, by digital social programming. So if you consider, I just gave you four levels of it, right? And then the fifth level is the health level. These millimeter waves are not built for human beings. They're built for machines. So they're going to hit your nervous system. And if you have a disease, you've had a vaccine back in the day, or if you had a virus like COVID or CCP virus, it should be called the CCP virus, by the way, that will replicate your system or weaken your system, but then you could die faster. So that's five levels, and the sixth is actually really a weapon. It mobilizes robots and drones and machines. How, what are patriots gonna do? Oh, we are the news. Oh, patriots in control. Bullshit, you're in control. What's your machine gun gonna do against these drones and these robots? Shut up, stop saying you're in control. You're not in control, you know.
So, does the vaccine have to happen though for this to work? And if we avoid the vaccine, we're okay?
Well, I'm not saying you should avoid the vaccine. I'm not going to take a vaccine myself. I don't even wear a mask, okay? But what the conservatives don't understand, they keep on thinking this pandemic is from liberals. They actually were planning this, and they wanted to release this bioweapon, and they wanted to just put you in cages and sit there like yachts and look at these Christians or these conservatives. It's not what they were thinking. Bill Gates never thought that way. These things just came in play. But the Communist Party did think that way. That's what I put in there. They're very smart. They wanted to use WHO. They wanted to use Bill Gates. They wanted to use all these different people so they can control the entire world and slave buddy in the Orwellian system. Actually, the State Department said the same thing I've been saying today after a year of me publishing it, and they used some moron to say it. So, and everyone follows them because they never have the capacity to figure it out. So when you have people get in these positions and they get contracts to get in government, then later on, the next thing that happens, they will not be able to solve it because they don't have the smarts for it, and all your families die. That's the point. When you have the AI, so I created the AI organization. I consider myself the number one expert on the planet and the people we have. So if you have people who don't have the intelligence in charge of AI, you lose everything. I saw that movie Terminator 3. What happened?
Cyrus, I have a question.
Yes.
This vaccine.
Yes.
This vaccine, is this going to be this? So what you're saying is this will be connected. This will be connecting us to AI.
Yes.
So the vaccine, basically everyone's going to be, I mean, from what I see, everyone's wearing the mask. Everyone's ready. They're willing and ready just for this vaccine to come out so they can get going with their life. So they can just start living their life again. Cause I know they're not going to let us go to concerts. They're not going to let us go to baseball.
The vaccine will not be successful. I guarantee you that. Most likely it will not. It will have side effects. It will not be successful.
But people are still going to take it. People are going to line up to take it.
Yes, they will. And that's their right. I'm not against that. And they can do what they like. So,
but you're saying this vaccine, though, the nanotechnology involved will connect people to AI. That's what they're going to be trying to do.
That's it'll 100% do that. They want to live forever. Look at my website. How many videos and articles do I have? One called AI God, right? How they stole from Google an artificial intelligence planetary surveillance system.
And what do they want to do? They want to create an artificial superintelligence or an AI god. And they want to become gods themselves. These like, so I was on this guy's network, Sean Stewart or something out of UK last week, 2 weeks ago. And he did a 10-minute clip about me. And he's like, okay, it's pretty nice. Not just Clinton's, but the Epstein guy, he wanted to become immortal, live forever. That's why he was involved with the stuff with AI and different kind of things, because they want to create nanotechnology so they can have this nanotechnology replicate and heal their body and even replace their cells at a nano level and from live forever. So to a certain point, they create a digital you. What's a digital you? The digital you is basically like a hologram of you, and then they create your memories, and then they connect to that, and then put it in another body, a clone, whatever it is.
Transhumanism.
Yes, but it will not succeed. It will not be your soul because they don't know where it exists. It's not
right. Right. So they're basically forfeiting the soul and just trying to transplant your consciousness into an avatar.
That, but also into clones and human bodies. But here's the thing. It can't be done. They just don't know how to do it. I know how to do it. They don't know how to do it, and they will not succeed because they don't know how to touch the exact main conscious soul. They only can touch a copy of you. So it's just a copy of you. It's not really you. So here's the thing. What that movie, AI, the Planet of Humanity, that Laura watched, and she thought it was great. And because of her, got an extra 50,000 views, I think. It's got 260,000 views. I talk about UFOs and aliens, right? That there's so many layers of this. At the human level, there's humans, and they have their intelligence, and they use maybe a few percent of their brain power at any given time for their entire lives. On the next level, there are these UFOs. They have no emotions, they have technology, and with these smartphones, IoTs, and their crafts, they can manipulate the entire human race. And from by using quantum technology. So that video actually got President Trump and the CIA to release their UFO files, because I tweeted to them, and within 72 hours they released it. And the entire world's on an AI invasion, right? But in that video I said that it's a real virus, so Patriots wouldn't retweet me. And at the end I did something that's like a little bit metaphysical, and they're like, oh, he's like doing witchcraft or whatever. So, but they're not just, they're demons. As you guys know about UFOs, you guys always talk about it. You know the history of UFOs and all the relics around the entire planet. I don't have to talk about that. You know about it. But so at first level is humans and the conflicts that they have. At the next level is the UFOs that are involved, because they want to take over as the old planet.
They're manipulating humanity?
They wanted this whole transhumanism because they use the big tech companies like to colonize ants. So
Hold on one second. You're saying that. So hold on for the audience, that extraterrestrials, what we call extraterrestrials or aliens or whatever, they're actually manipulating humanity. They are behind the scenes, working everything behind the scenes, trying to manipulate humanity and kind of put us in a certain trajectory or steer us in, it's like cattle.
They see you as cattle, and they're much more smarter and clever than you. They use people who have jealousy or have envy, and they get controlled. So here's the thing. I've fallen on my body many times, okay? Since I was a little kid, my pineal gland's been open. I could see the frequency in the room. I could do what Elon wants to do after the year 2000, and 10 times higher. So basically, the first time I flew out of the body, and this actually validated for me a soul, that we have a soul. And I was sitting at home, and I came out of my body and was flying around, and it sounded like electricity. So I'm like, oh, let me just check. I look at my hand, I touch it. Yeah, it's there's no skin, there's no bones. It looks like me, but it actually feels electricity. Well, what if I'm dreaming? But I've been awake. Let me look over there. Yep, I'm sitting over there. So it's me. So I start flying around more. But why don't I just go back? I start breathing heavily. I almost was out of breath. So I'm like, okay, that means we have a soul and it's inside our body. So these UFOs, they have something as well. And in 2003, I saw a classified.
So what do they have?
Multiple things. So I saw classified. I want to get to what I saw in 2016. But in 2003, I saw classified images. And what did I see? They showed me all these spacecrafts going back 30, 40 years. And this guy had an observatory, and he was getting paid by the Pentagon, different places. And he created a certain machine for the Pentagon that allows your aircraft to actually do almost warp speed. So basically, to drift past the wind and go ahead of it. So basically, you don't have to even use gasoline. It just goes really fast. So when they showed me his images, they showed me about 10 images that had objects inside of humans. So one looked like a human being of aliens, right? Another one looked like I never knew they were called the Grays until I put out that video, the Gray ET. And then when I went on Cassie's channel, she said Drago. I didn't know it was called Drago either, but the other one looked like Drago. But the fourth one that they asked me, like, Cyrus, what is this? Because it was like almost like a ghost, like a hologram. I'm like, well, it's two things. Either he doesn't have a skeleton and muscle and he's a holographic body, or he's projecting that to you through his avatar. And you, so you don't know what he actually is inside of it. So now getting back to me flying out of body. So I fly many times. In 2009, I got to my highest pinnacle of my practice. You know, it went many years without ejaculating, put all my attachments to love or emotion or anger or jealousy or pride. And I was on a channel 2 weeks ago. She called The Void. So I flew my body. I went past our clouds. And when I passed our clouds, I went into past our, like, normal, the moon or whatever. And then I went to a place that it was like past our stars, and it was just nothing. It was all black, no space. I'm going like this, right? I'm almost like, I had this mechanism inside me. It's like an electrical fan. It was like, and it was connecting to all my channels. And I was just flying. I'm almost out of gas. So I'm like, and I bursted through like light speed. And I went past the black, and I entered another universe. The universe was so huge. And then I was going great, and I just ran out, and I fell on top of a mountain. That mountain made our universe look like a little dot. So that, not only that, I could actually teleport too. So I mean, my soul, right? So like, I remember, like, so this is our fantasy interview, I suppose. So I remember I went into another planet.
All right, hold on. Cyrus.
I'm trying to get to, okay, go ahead. This is because people get what I'm going to say. So if I give the story, and they're like, okay, I get what he's trying to say. So I flew into a place. It was like a planet, and then I came down. It was like a village was getting raped. There was 1,000 archers, and they were about to like kill everybody. I just flew down, fell there, and just looked at everybody, and I saw all the villagers about to be killed. Raised my palm, and all the soldiers disappeared. So that's the kind of energy I had over 10 years ago, about 10 years ago. So not getting back to the story. What do they want? We are all made in the image of the creator. Average person only use 3 or 5% of brain power. But when these ATs come here, they're incompetent. They had to use smartphones and aircrafts and IoTs. And they connect with what I call the AI, Global Biodigital Network, which is beyond Starlink. They use quantum technology. But when they come here, you see our bodies. It's very, very interesting to them. It's the most amazing bodies in the entire universe. And our brain is the most powerful thing they've ever seen. So what do they want to do? They come here 100 years ago, 100 something years ago. They put thoughts in the head.
If our brain is so powerful, why do they manipulate it?
Let me get that. What did I say I dropped? Jealousy, pride, ego, lust, all these kind of things.
So emotions that are connected to it, the emotions. They control our emotions.
You cannot get to these levels. If you at the level of humans, which you have all these vices, if you have them, you will not ever get there. It's kind of what the saint's hat in Catholicism. It's what Christ consciousness talks about. It's what the Falun Dafa talks about. It's what Tibetans talk about. And this is what Elon Musk wants to do, because he wants to put a chip in your brain to access all this brain power, download it so you can be Neo instead of losing your free will instead of working for it. But he's really dumb, because he doesn't understand. This is all a big colonized picture, because they come here 110 years ago, 120 years ago. They see these humans like cattle, but their brains are so powerful, but they don't tap into it. And they're like, okay, Well, they can't kill it because if they kill it, the soul comes out and the body is dead. So what do? They need to have the soul come out. So for them, it's like a few spaceships come and they're scouts and they land here. Three-digit fingers, a military picks them up. They use their spacecrafts to build all kinds of different things. Even DARPA, the internet comes out from that, right? Facebook, Twitter, all these things. So for them, 110 years is just 2 days, because when they use quantum machine, they fly to another galaxy, you see? And then when they come back, it's 2 days, but 110 years has gone by here. So when they put something in order, television sets come in, then internet rolls out with DARPA. Everything becomes socialism. Families break out. People start aborting their babies. Then it gets to the 1980s, 1990s. Everyone's into drugs, cocaine, all kinds of things. By year 2000, internet's becoming heavy. Then smartphone comes out later on. People get control to this. Then Twitter, Instagram, Google, Facebook. Everyone becomes into hive mind. You see, once you become in a hive mind, then the bioweapon hits. Then everyone sits at home. The robots come take care of you. Then you sit in the virtual reality. After the virtual reality, augmented reality, mixed reality. Then they inject you. Then you become transhuman. Then these nanoparticles go inside of you. Bit by bit, it replicates inside of you until it grasps your soul, because they know where your soul exists. And what they want to do is use not only the frequency and the DNA manipulation, they want to use all this technology to get to a certain point that they get into your body and they become a symbiotic relation with you, merge with artificial intelligence. So when Elon walks around, it's Elon Musk and an AI entity inside him. Or an AI.
So basically, Elon Musk is evil.
No, I'm not saying he's evil. I'm saying anyone who...
They're using Elon.
Yes, they're using Elon, Bill Gates. They're using... Well, they use conservatives too, because they make Christians believe that this stuff doesn't exist. You see? Because the average person uses 3 or 4% of brain power. If they have emotion, they have their dog sitting there, they go to bed with their dog, they got to have a beer, they can never get... They can understand these things, but their level can never get beyond...
Laura, go ahead.
But like the Great Awakening, the whole concept of a Great Awakening, isn't there an override frequency that if we get to that soon enough, then it'll crumble this AI takeover?
Yeah. So what did I say at the end of the movie, AI, the plan of humanity? The creator has another plan. It truly is universes, right? So when Jesus was here 2,000 years ago, that was by design, because the people back then was primitive. So he comes here, he gives them, he wants to give salvation to people, right? But he also wants to lay a foundation so people can go from step to step and understand faith and not be barbaric, right? Because the flood happened, everyone got destroyed. But then these UFOs or demons come here and they're like, what the hell is this? You know, because they come from another time space. Because God can create whatever he wants. He can create demons. He can create angels. He can create humans. He can create hobbits. He can create whatever. The tree is the universe. He's the supreme creator, right? So if a gang member can come mess with you, if BLM can mess with you on this planet, why can't a demon mess with you? Why can't a UFO come? Why can't the whole thing be in one picture? That's what I showed with AI, the Planet of Humanity 4 months ago, and my CV, AI Global Master Plan. Go ahead.
So, no, I agree with that. I agree with that. I see the logic in that 100%. So is the prize our soul? Are they trying to make this like a prison planet to where we are? So what happens when someone dies? Like, are they trying to trap our soul and bring it back? What about reincarnation? Is that a trap?
Here's the thing. Christians don't believe in reincarnation because they were forced to do that. If you look at the Persian text of the Avesta, the Persians, the Zoroastrian, right? It precedes that. They talk about that we're all fallen, but we're in a heavenly place. We develop envy or jealousy or ignorance, and we're given a chance to come here. Then you go to the Greeks. What do the Greek gods have, right? They talk about when people die, the earth, the mortals, they go to the river and drink the wine from the river. What is the wine? It's the water of forgetfulness, and then you move on, okay? The Catholics had a remnants of it. because after Constantine, they only put certain things in the book, and certain gospels took out. The Catholics believe when you die, your spirit goes to purgatory. Purgatory is another world. And after that happens, if you did good enough, you get purification, you get bumped up and you get a light body. What does that mean? You get an angelic body or a God body because you're in the realm of God. So in the Torah or in the Bible, talk about ye thy gods, or don't believe in other gods, or just gods, period, right? What does gods mean? The Persians use gods. The Chinese use gods. The Jews use God. The Christians use gods, but we don't use it anymore. It's because gods is another term like Buddhas, or it could even be demons that are very different, but Buddhas, Taos, or angels. So anyone that's not mortal, that's immortal, that belongs to God, is gods, you see? So that's why even in the Christian, it says more than half is not told, and we are all fallen. And when I was 13, and someone says, you should believe in this, I'm like, well, it doesn't make sense. Why would a Christian person be here? And in Africa, they never heard about it, and they go to hell because they never heard about Christianity. What happened to the Muslim? Like, well, you know, but I'm like, okay, what happened to the past 2,000 years when all the people around the planet didn't hear about Jesus Christ and they died? Did they all go to hell? And Muslims say the same thing, and so the Judeo-Christian faith, the three stem together. They say the same story because they don't understand it. And the reincarnation thing went out, because what's reincarnation for? It's for awakening, the great awakening, right? So, and when you bring it up to a Christian, a pastor, like, well, no, we don't have a past. Our spirits, it's just because Adam and Eve messed up, so all of us have to suffer for it. It's not logical. And it's even in their books, they don't read their books right. That's the main thing. So when they come here, they're like, yeah, these spirits, the spirits of these people reincarnate and go to different places. And they see when the baby is born, a spirit comes into it. So how do they stop that? They create abortion. And then once this bioweapon hits, everyone starts, okay, let's just create clones because, you know, it's diseased. Oh, you know, it can live forever. So when you create the clone, that's when they can download themselves into the clone. Once they do that, then they become earthlings, as I heard before in the past from somebody. I learned the foundation of this, I learned from someone else. Well, just a little bit of it, but there's so many inner meanings. And I investigate his company, so I'm like, this all makes sense. And so why did I say this? I talked about me flying on a body, having a soul, right? Talk about the history of this. And AI, the planet of humanity. Now I'm going to tell you something happened. When I sued Google, why did I do that? Because none of the media will run me. They're all controlled. And I saw the conservatives were in a hive mind with Q and Mega, and so were the liberals with the hive mind. This digital war was controlling the entire human race on the TV sets, on the smartphones, social media. Once a bio happened, would have hit, everybody would enslave in their homes, and then this entire thing would happen and kill off a lot of people. So I give intel to President Trump, and he knows about it, but he gets to a certain level. So I did this lawsuit. It literally broke a field in different dimensions, and the entire world, they trickled down. Oh, we're controlled, AI programming. Oh, conflicts, left and right, civil wars, bioweapon, mixed with AI, 5G, all quantum, all these things. I literally mobilized the entire Q Mega community because these people weren't talking. They were talking about, oh, left, Pelosi, because they were all being controlled. So once I did this, what happened to me? Look at my video I put out in January. I look very weak. I can hardly speak. I'm skinny. I look like all gray. So the night I hit the lawsuit, sitting at home, and literally I felt my energy field break, and I had a huge energy field. Boom. Once you're broke, I saw these things coming into me. And what was it? It was white, paperback white, aliens about this big, which I'd never seen in digital form. I only saw it in that guy's spacecraft image 2003. I never experienced an alien before, a digital alien, right? So multiple of them hit my chest and hit me in the face, and they were coming at me, and they all had no body hair, no hair on their heads, and they broke my energy field, and literally I started bleeding from my nose. For 3 to 4 weeks, I bled from my nose. And they did that to mess me up because they saw that literally every person is being controlled, and I was trying to break literally the hive mind that every person, including all the presidents, all the senators and Congress people, are at. Every person on the almost most people on the planet or fallen victims to that. So they're controlling things. So basically, you look at it this way. Cyrus picked up on some gangsters. They're trying to mess people, deep state aliens. He was messing with them. So now you get the whole picture of why I did what I did and what was done. You guys get it, right?
I mean, I think you gave a pretty painted picture of what you're talking about. But Laura and I, I think we have many, many – Cyrus, like I said before, we have to take questions from the audience. And we have tons of questions lined up for you. So please try to keep it as basic as possible for the audience because you're very elaborate. Like you – very complex guy, but we're going to go ahead and start reading off questions to you. So the first question is, Laura, do you want to read this one?
Sure. How can we protect ourselves from being invaded? Kelly Ann.
You have to be good, the standard of humanity. What these deep state or these UFOs did was implant what you would call socialism. That breaks your understanding of God and your free will, and you get attached to technology, and fear comes into all these different kind of things. So what the entire human race needs to do is to understand these principles, but they need to understand what I said at the beginning of this talk, which had to do with the Chinese Communist Party, because there's an evil force behind it. The very, very simple thing. The entire human race in unison needs to do this, and it'll solve itself. Every person needs to expose the Chinese Communist Party. And they also need to repent, because almost everyone on the planet, they were silent, like they had a mask on for 20 years. Because Christians, the Falun Dafa meditators, the Tibetans, Uyghurs, and common citizens, they were put in camps with technology that was given from the West. They were hunted, quarantined, raped, tortured, and killed for the organs. And then we did business with them, okay? That's really serious. So that sin or karma comes back to the entire human race. Our media was complicit and they knew about it. Joe Biden took $1.5 billion. How many people didn't know about what was going on? How many people didn't care? So what's happening in Australia? Why is this happening to them? Here's the thing. There is an all-knowing and all-seeing eye that's watching every person on the planet. Trillions of eyes are watching every single person on the planet. It's beyond your comprehension. Trillions of eyes, presidents, leaders, the average person, even your kids, all your thoughts are being watched.
All right, let's take the next question. Why is this happening on a karmic level, Bobby Morgan?
Pretty much what I said. So if there's also reincarnation, there's a certain amount of, I would say, maybe black matter or karma that's in your body, right? So, or maybe you have to be at a level of awakening, want awakening, right? So if the next stage after a certain cleansing is going to happen, if it's going to be an awakening for masses of people, well, which kind of people are going to remain? Are the sex traffickers going to remain? No. Are the organ harvesters going to remain? No. Are the murderers going to remain? The gangsters? No. But what about all the people who are resistant to being better or to be good and do a lot of bad things? How many people lie, steal, cheat, plagiarize, fight, break people's hearts? How many people do that? And people's words. So humanity has been destroyed. And that has to do with the karma in your body or your sin. So it's not hopeless. I wouldn't do all everything that I'm doing, other people, and they wouldn't have me on their show if they thought things were hopeless, right? We're all fighting from light to dark. That is their show. I love that. That's actually old Zoroastrian saying, from light to dark.
Dark to light.
Dark to light.
Dark to light. So dark to light, yes. So go ahead. I guess that answers the question, maybe.
Laura, can you comment on 5D ascension and timelines in this context? I'm not going to take any questions if that was for me. Go ahead, Cyrus. Did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that. The 5D is a term that you guys use for the transition of your body, right, to a different stage, right? Is that correct? Just want to make sure.
Jeremy?
Yes.
Laura, you would answer that.
I know what ascension and time I mean. I just want to make sure 5D. 5D has to do with the transition, transformation of your body, correct?
And it's really about also our fifth chakra and the quality of our words and being connected to truth and being able to lift out of the mind control and the social engineering. It's been a hijacked timeline.
Yes.
But nothing, I mean, it's like building new neural pathways in the brain to go around where there's been a total sabotage. Yeah.
But in order to get to start into a level, you have to drop down all the bad attachments you have, which is jealousy, envy, ego, pride, fear. If you have any of these things, you can't even begin that process. So here's another thing. A lot of people want to open up their pineal gland or open up this chakra or that chakra, and they don't understand a lot of bad things come inside of them. That's why Christians are actually afraid and they say it's witchcraft, because there is some truth to that. If you don't know what you're doing, bad entities can come into your body, right?
Is that like what you have to, is that what you were telling me earlier about DMT? The medical trip to me?
Oh yeah, yeah. If you do that,
plant medicine, you would say plant medicine is bad for you?
If you use any kind of medicine to open up any chakra. So I'll give you an example. I have a friend. Well, I had a friend. He always would be controlled. So he wants to always get to the 50 dimension. He always talks about becoming ascended, all these kind of things, right? And the first day I saw him, I scanned his body, and I saw green all over his body. And my other friend, who had his third eye open too, this was like 15 years ago, he's like, that guy is a pothead. I'm like, yeah, I know. I saw all the green in his body. And I zoomed in. More microscopic, I saw all these not only tree things, but little like green demons. And they were controlling his energy field. And they're warping off his energy. So what's happened is within any
life, you're opening yourself up to entities, basically.
Yeah, because the plant is a portal for other entities coming to you. So what did these ETs want? It's not just damn these ETs. It's when you want to practice and become awakened, there's entities that want to use your body. So when someone's meditating, you have to have a certain power. That power may not come from them. It comes from something else. So I have a lot of experience with this, because when I was in China, I could tell you a lot of metaphysical things. I'll give you an example of David Icke. I don't know much about him, okay? But people always look up to him. And I scanned him really, really simple. So what happened to him is an entity came inside his body. It opened up some of his chakras, and his brain connected to certain levels, and he read a lot of books, and he started saying these things. And when he talks, there's a frequency that comes out, and people like that frequency, and it gets them. But it's not from him. Actually, if you scan his face, which I did, sometimes it's a man. The other time, it switches to a female. The particles in his face change. Even like the expression in his face changes. It's not just him. It's a lot of people are like this. So I'll give you an example. Harry Potter. I'm 2010. So walking by a theater with a friend, he's like, "Let's go watch this." I'm like, "What is it?" I as soon as I look at the actual big poster, the energy in my body starts spinning to clear out, because within Harry Potter was just a movie, but the layers behind it, because an image carries frequency, and behind the frequency is layers, was actually magic. But behind that magic was not good magic. It come from demons. And what every person that watched Harry Potter, it actually comes inside their body. And when you watch, like for instance, I watched the werewolf movie Underworld. Okay, the person who made that made things about Underworld, but from a different dimensions. There actually are beings, wolf beings, that manipulate that person's mind to create that. So when I was watching Underworld, I saw all these frequencies and particles, images of wolves coming to my body. I had to take it out. Same with the vampire movies. Why do they actually glorify vampires? Because in different dimensions, these vampires actually exist. And what they want to do is feed off the human body. So you watch these movies and you like there was a teen vampire movie everybody loved. I think it was like three or four, part one, two, three, four.
Last. Twilight.
Yeah. Twilight. And I watched it. So it actually connects to your energy field. And when you're sleeping, they come into you. And so I had my first fiance when she was 25. And she stopped being raped when she met me. And how was she being raped since she was 13 years old? She said a red demon would rape her. And basically, it was a digital image of so demons don't have our flesh, they don't have our physical body, okay? But they exist right in front of us in a different frequency, not in 5G, not in 6G, but a little bit higher, okay? And when you're sleeping, they can access you. Even when you're walking, they can touch you if you're weak. So when she would go to bed and she'd sleep, and then she felt like she was having sex with somebody, and then she would open her eyes in a lucid state, and she couldn't, and she accepted it, and it was like a red, huge, like figure, and for years she accepted it. The day she came next to me, and she sat next to me, something came, and then it shook the room, and I exploded, and never came back again. So because it was attached to her body. It was feeding off of her energy field. And my second fiance, which is I've only had two, right? So she came to me and she was amazed because I touched her first time in my hand. And when I touched her, her entire body started flowing with all this energy, warm currents, electricity. And I showed her some things that she thought was amazing. This was in 2011. So she comes down, she sits on my lap. And this is the second girl in my life I had someone do that to me like that. So she's in my lap, and I'm 32 years old, right? 33 years old, almost in a PhD program. And I feel all this like clutter of water, dark water fall into me because my body was very pure. I was able to fly past their universe. But at that time, I developed attachment, wanting love, all these kind of things. So when she sat in my lap, all this dark karma thing, as you would say, fell inside my body. And then as soon as she got up to walk away, I saw behind her, out of my body, fly a black panther. It was this big. So I'm like, okay, a black panther just flew out of my body as it came from her body into my body. So I'm like, let me ask her, because this is the beginning. And she's kind of weirded out, but she's so amazed. I'm like, you have the black panther as a pet? She's like, why do you ask? I'm like, well, I just saw a black panther come out of me after you got up. Well, my first spirit animal is a black panther. I have 9 of them. I pray to it every day. All right, let's go to your home. I go to her home. I tell her we're going there. I kill an animal on the way there. And it was a raccoon. She's like, that was another one of her spirit animals. So oh, wow. We go to her house, and I see the book. The first one was a black panther, and she has 9 animals that she prayed to, she would meditate to. So what they were doing was feeding off her energy field, because whatever you pray to, whatever you meditate to, that being attaches to you because you have a human body. You made in the image of God. So she stopped it, but it took a long time to come out of her body.
So let me ask you this, Cyrus. So like me stopping alcohol, I've been sober for a while now. That is probably the most powerful portal, correct?
Yes.
Alcohol is like that leads to many, many entities, right? That's why they call it spirits, etc. I mean, I'm sure all drugs are the same, but alcohol, I would say, would be the most the widest portal, right? For these entities, the most available.
President Trump doesn't drink. When I went to the White House area and I looked at the energy field that was there, his energy field was huge. It's not a normal person's energy field. He doesn't drink. He doesn't smoke and do drugs. I've drank maybe 3 times in my entire life, 4 times. And it was just because I had to at a party or whatever, or a dinner. What it does, according to Chinese, but also I know for sure, and the Persians, it blocks your energy channels. To have these abilities, you have to open up these energy channels, right? So if I sit in the full lotus, a bunch of them start opening up and clusters of energy starts opening up all over my body, right? So if I open enough, I can connect with the universe. So how did I know everything above all the world's governments? Not just because I have a Homeland Security background, not just because I invest in his companies, because I literally connected my brain, like Elon wants to do, to the entire network. It's already there, 5G, 6G, 7G, 8G. I scanned every person on the planet within 1 second. I did an algorithm in my mind, and I saw everything that's going to happen. I published in this book. So it validated my investigations. I'm like, here's investigations, and here's that. So I literally saw the entire timeline. So I'm hearing the entire time, plugging stuff in to try to change the timeline by waking people up. And these people are like, we are the news. wake up, we're awoke, but they're not woke at all. They're just being controlled. So yes, drinking is one. That's one. But also, what I say, sex. If you have sex, you're at the level of humans. Because look, there's animals, right? There's insects, and then there's cattle, and there's humans. The angelic levels, angels, at their level of consciousness, they don't bend you over it or do this kind of stuff. They don't have sex. You know, they can create a being with just their thoughts. They can create universes, right? Ascended beings. So when you just have sex, you can only be at the level of a human being. Use just 5 or 6% of your brain power. That's it at a given time. You can tap into more. So there's so many things. Drinking, this. Once you do all that, you can start the foundation of actually starting the ascended process. You can know all these things, but it doesn't mean jack, because you have to develop your energy. If you don't do that, you do not ascend. So that's why I said in the next round, a lot of people will be, the great awakening will have to be the ascension.
Okay, let's take another question, Cyrus. What are Cyrus's thoughts on a potential false flag alien invasion? Would the CCP and 5G AI technologies be involved? Emily Marchesio and Jessica Zaneo, I think. Hopefully I said their names correctly.
It's not a false flag. There were a lot of spaceships that were flying around on our planet during the time of the lockdown. That's why I put out that video as well, AI, the plan to invade humanity. Everybody should go watch that movie, AI, the plan to invade humanity. And that comes from this book. The entire time, this is talking about aliens in here, the entire time, but I've coded it with certain words. So there's somebody who follows Laura, Tricia. She's going to publish it tomorrow. And she's figured it out. She's like, yeah, I think you're talking about aliens in here, because I mix geopolitics, 5G, and UFOs in this. So no, it's not going to be the deep state faking of an invasion. The deep state, our military works with UFOs. They work with aliens. They have their technology, and there are aliens that are in our military that people.
I've heard this was going to be hologram technology, that they were going to fake an invasion in order to bring in the new world order. That way, it would bring together the planet. But yeah, we know there's aliens out there. We know they're in touch with them. But what's to stop them from faking the invasion?
Look,
to bring forth an agenda.
Right. They've been invading everybody and programming people for 100 years straight. The invasion's been going on. It's not like a one-day invasion, because they want, like I said, the process of taking you out of your soul, out of your body, and then replacing you with artificial intelligence. And then they become people. You understand? So there are UFOs, there are human beings that walk around today that are in our military as well, okay? And there are tech people, there are UFOs, or the symbiotic, meaning the person, they don't know where their thoughts comes on sometimes, because inside their body is another force. Because this is just a vessel, just like this. This smartphone is a vessel. You can download apps to it, you can download the frequencies come in it, pictures and videos. So is your body. So if you're not strong in head and mind, and you drink and you do drugs, these entities come inside of you and they connect with you. And then that's why people are like, oh, I had a vision, or I had a download. It's not from you. It's not from your ability. It's from these beings that are connected to your body that are siphoning off of you. You see? Okay. And if somebody who's really possessed and is really, when you say stuff to them, that being actually connects to their brain and doesn't let them understand.
Yes.
And aren't implants a part of it?
Yes. Because if I can do the things that he can do, and so can you and everyone listening in. Because we're made in the image of the Creator, we can achieve enlightenment or awakening. So they want to, these guys are incompetent, these UFOs. They have to use machines. So they come in here, they're like, once we put all this stuff together, then they can do what we can do. They think they can do that. At the end, they're going to get eliminated. And this has happened in many cycles. So there's been many planets that have been invaded in different ways, right? It's not just one UFO, it's multiple UFOs. But the average person is made not to believe. And they're so fast and so clever that the average person could never sense them. You think someone's sitting in the White House right now in their suit and tie, that they have the intelligence to see these things, or even their generals or military? They're just human beings. They drink their whatever. They have to go home, sit next to their wives, right? They have fears. They have jealousy and pride. To them, people are like cattle. But like I said, the creator has another plan. Why doesn't the creator show himself? I figured this out as a little kid, right? Because everyone's like, oh, God somewhere else, but he watches us. But then, and the left are like, God doesn't exist, because why does everyone die left and right here? People are hungry, and we never see God, right? And Ilwan said,
can I tell you what I think?
Yes, go ahead.
Because the teacher's always quiet during the test.
Well, it's because they would break the veil. If you're here out of free will, and you're supposed to be enlightened and awakened, and if you see God, everyone's going to like, oh, I want to practice this, or I want to be good. Then you're a program, just like what smart Elon Musk wants to do. He wants to put a chip in your head, rewrite the software in your brain, and then upgrade your capabilities so you can see this and see this, see virtual, augmented reality, different universes. And you're like, yeah, I believe there's new universes. Once he does that, your ethics will never improve, and you get a download. You never got it from your work. It's communism. It's plagiarism. That's what it is. So that's why humanity will get extincted. So what is the answer? You have to return back to your morality, your ethics, like how people were in the 1940s. That's the basic, and then work up from that. Humanity has been destroyed.
So, Cyrus, we're out of time. I'm telling you what, every time you get on here, every time I have an interview, I learn so much from you. We just kind of let you have the floor because you have so much information. But we're out of time. Do you want to just tell everybody your social media handles, your books one more time?
All right. Well, this is the only media I can talk about this kind of stuff, because if I say anywhere else, they're going to think this is nuts and unbelievable, right?
No, but you're welcome here.
Well, you guys have this understanding. So I try to pack everything in, and it's really difficult to do, and I need to not do that. But follow me on Twitter, Cyrus A. Parcel 1, C-Y-R-U-S A. Parcel 1, Instagram, and also Parler. Retweet what I put out, because I'm putting in geopolitics most of the time, a little bit of text. I don't go this deep, okay? And get this book. Go to Amazon, get the paperback or my website. And if you want to donate, donate, because we've hired a lot of Chinese and we're battling. So there's many levels of battles. There's a geopolitical battle. There's a spiritual warfare as well, right? And get these patriots to retweet, because it's your lives we're trying to save. And if people would have just helped, it would have been a different story. And I can't do it. My team can't do it by ourselves. We need the help. So I want to thank Dr. Laura Eisenhower and Dr. David Rodriguez for having the patience to listen to me, have me on their show, and having the bravery, because there's so many podcasters, other people that have been influenced, and not to have me on their show because their friends plagiarized or stole. And I don't care about fame, never care about money. I was offered $75 million, by the way, to go help something with the ministry, well, connected to it. And I didn't. I don't care about money. So I wanted to just save lives. That was my mission. And our mission, when you want to save lives, you want to save your families. Whatever you can believe what I said at level, help at that level and help us, because I'm really good at geopolitics and we know what to do. And yes, I need to work for President Trump, but if I say all these high things, maybe in 5 years when everything gets revealed, like, okay, now we hire Cyrus because she said all these different things. So anyway, retweet, like, put notification, get this book, and get everyone to talk about it. And again, please do your best to thank Laura Eisenhower. Please retweet her. Please retweet David Rodriguez. Please help them out. Please support them. Don't say negative things, because they're putting their livelihood and their spirits on the line to help us, to help you. They did this because of love for you. Laura Eisenhower and David Rodriguez love you. They love everybody. I can feel their souls. They're really good people. It's very, very hard to find people like that. So whoever is following them, follow these people. They're courageous. Their spirits hail from a long history of people. They're very good people. So, and last thing I'm going to say is, don't ever have fear. Just do these things. Go to the Chinese Communist Party, which all your might. Repent for all the things that happened with the Christians, the Falun Dafa, Tibetan Uyghurs, and then wish for a great awakening. Be righteous, be rational, and be calm. And do not fear, okay? Do not fear. And help me. I need to lead this AI thing. Please do your best. Get me on other shows and get retweets, because we know we're putting the effort into it. But please, thank you to these two hosts for listening to all the stuff that I said and allow me a chance to speak on their domain, their energy field, their world. So I thank you too, Ms. Laura Eisenhower and Mr. David Rodriguez.
Thank you, sir.
Doug Reedy and champion Hercules Upper.
All right, Cyrus. Thank you very much. I'll be in touch. We'll do a round four with my IG live in the next couple weeks.
Laura, yes, sure.
Take care. Thank you so much, Cyrus, for everything. Okay, bye, you guys.